It is an Anfield rap reaction show to the news that Vicky Jepson has left Liverpool by mutual consent. No longer Liverpool women's manager. Joining me, I've got John Gibbons, I've got Emma Sanders. Emma, first and foremost, this is it's a bit of a surprise in that, you know, there wasn't any real sense that this was on the cards, at least from my position, the last sort of few days or few weeks. We were even at an event which Vicky spoke at before the turn of the new year, and she was talking about looking to the future. The statement says it's by mutual consent. Is that your understanding?
Look, I think Vicky absolutely loves Liverpool Football Club. I don't think she would ever have chosen to leave. Obviously, if the statement says that, the statement says that. But I would be surprised if Vicky was involved in the decision to leave the club, because she's always given everything. She's always wanted to be a part of it. She's been there for around 13 years in various roles. I'm sure if they turned around to her and said, look, you know, why don't you go and be the kit woman for the next year? I'm pretty sure she would have said yes to that. So I'm surprised by the wording in the statement, because yeah, as far as I could guess, I would assume that Vicky would not have wanted to leave Liverpool. So that has come as a surprise to me. And yeah, I think she'll be bitterly disappointed, and I think it'll be a really sad day for her today.
A sad day, John, and one where it is worth pointing out that, you know, Vicky's association with Liverpool does stretch back over a decade. It's 12 years, I think, all in, at different levels, different stages, right the way through the club. So it is worth emphasising first and foremost that this is something which, you know, which ends something in football which has been very long lasting, especially by football standards. And I'd go further and say, especially by the standard of the women's game.
Yeah, I mean, she's probably one of the longest servants, you know, at the club, isn't she? Certainly in terms of a footballing sense, you know, she has been at the club a huge time in a variety of different roles, worked with the foundation in terms of coaching. We used to knock about with her on tours, didn't we, back in the day, like, do you know what I mean? In terms of, you know, going out there and doing coaching sessions, you know, over in Hong Kong and things like that. And then, you know, from there, being more directly involved with the women's team, you know, the youth setup, and then obviously the first team, and her actual rise towards the manager in the end, considering she was there quite a time, was quite a sort of steep one, really, and quite a quick one. And yeah, well, the club's losing a fundamentally good person, and that's always a bit of a shame. Do you know what I mean? You know, we could talk and presumably will talk about, you know, the decision, you know, from a sort of footballing point of view, and is it the best thing for the women's team right now in terms of reaching their ambitions of getting back into the Women's Super League? But it's just sad from a point of view of a lot of people really liked her, and she absolutely loved the football club, as Emma says there. And so that just leaves you with a bit of sadness when you do see the statements and you do see it coming to an end.